Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. Somebody who's been with us now for that, for 14 of those 24, is our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, the author of a number of books, including Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's also a film. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel? And also StarThrower.com.
Yep. StarThrower will get you, and if you haven't seen my videos, now is a good time to interact with StarThrower because they got special deals.
All right, so check that out, and then of course Joel Barker, where you find his writings, and it's worth the trip, folks. Joel, we got a couple of quick things in the biometrics area. 3D printing for things like a replacement joint. So some news there.
Yep. But what's really interesting about it, that's a specific application that the company focused on. It was University of Delaware did the research. But what's more important is they have found a better way to use additive manufacturing, which is 3D printing, like an inkjet, to use titanium and other metals and to accelerate the spray so that when the titanium hits the other titanium in the form that it's building, it basically glues itself together with the pressure of the speed of the material rather than with a heat or with a adhesive additive. And so what this really is this is the next version of 3D printing, additive printing with using not glues or heat, but using speed of the material to make it. Basically, it's like ramming it together, and the end result is that you have a form that is 40% stronger with the same material and capable of producing a lot more things than just the replacement for body parts and body, bones and stuff like that.
Doesn't that process also create a kind of a cast? A cast result, meaning air holes, some kind of, in other words, it's lighter, it's strong, but also lighter because there's some porosity to it. Isn't that part of it?
One of the things that's interesting about 3D printing at all levels is you can make holes that are strategically strong, mm-hmm. just like triangulation, so that most of the space is air, but what the material is triangulated in such a way that it's extremely strong and very lightweight. What this gives you is that ability to do it with metals.
Well, and people who know about metals, especially if you grew up on a farm or in a shop of any kind, you know about cast. A cast part is steel or aluminum that has a lot of little holes in it. It's not forged out of a solid block. It's poured and cast, which makes it strong in certain applications, stronger enough in certain applications, but also lighter than
yep.
cast and easier to make. Cast is the original 3D printing, right, Joel?
It is, and you've led to the key point, which I haven't said yet. The speed of the material is moving at 600 meters per second.
Wow!
Its nearest competitor is 10 times as fast, which means that the new technology is 60 times faster.
Wow!
And that has been the bottleneck for additive printing, as it takes a while to do things.
Yeah,
and it says no, we can do it 60 times faster, mm-hmm. which means many more parts will be made with additive manufacturing rather than forging, or rather than casting.
And they're making knee joints and things like that, right? That's one of the things they're doing from a biometric standpoint.
Exactly, and because they're so accurate, they have much less failure in those things, too. So mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of little advantages that add up to this is a significant extension of the additive manufacturing paradigm. But that's what we get into. You know, you get into it, it starts working, you get better at it, you figure out new ways to use it, and the end result is you develop a series of problems solved up through the paradigm development
right.
that allow you to attack a whole bunch of issues using this paradigm.
And one of the things you've taught us about paradigms over the years, Joel, and you've taught me for 30 years, is, you haven't brought this up yet, part of the paradigm scenario is you create rules around the paradigm that you think are important for you to live within the paradigm. But when it's time for the paradigm shift, if you don't get those rules out of the way, you'll get run over. And that's what we have to focus on, folks, when we're thinking about solving problems. How many of our rules, paradigm rules, are holding us back? Hey, Joel, good job today. Thank you for everything, and come back soon.
Great talking with you.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, please avail yourself of his wisdom and knowledge. JoelBarker.com. You'll thank me later. I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.